You stand upon the path, stretching your arms up toward the sky, admiring the pristine blanket of azure blue above you. Letting your arms fall to your sides, you close your eyes for just a moment, enjoying the touch of sunlight upon your skin. It's early, and the air is cool and frosty. It's the perfect kind of quiet spring morning to explore the Waterton Trail. You've been planning this little expedition for some time and have made every effort to come prepared. In your backpack, you have your guidebook along with a thermos of fresh, hot coffee. You're wearing the most comfortable outfit that you own, along with a hat, scarf, and a pair of gloves that feel like warm, soft velvet against the skin. They shield you beautifully from the morning chill. You're as snug and toasty as if you were under a great fluffy blanket beside a fireplace. A lightweight camera hangs around your neck in case you might like to document your journey along the way. And here, you decide to do just that, capturing a picture of the pristine blue sky and the wonderfully frosty grass beneath it. It's the kind of grass that crunches underfoot, rigid and spiky, as if it's been sprinkled with white icing sugar from above. The trail begins at the entrance to Angler's Country Park in the sleepy rural village of Winterset, a name you find quite charming. Situated in the county of West Yorkshire, in the north of England, it lies within a region known for its stunning natural landscapes. Furthermore, the park itself boasts Green Flag status, an award which distinguishes it as one of the best parks in the entire country. It's a much-loved spot for locals, and often draws nature lovers from further afield. You're keen to see what the park has to offer, whilst also learning a little more about its storied past. As such, you happily stop to view a wooden notice board which stands beside the entranceway. Scanning it, you see it provides useful information about the pioneering conservationist Charles Waterton. The trail is named after him, as is Waterton Lakes National Park in Alberta, Canada. You read that he stood out amongst his Victorian contemporaries in 19th century Britain. This period of time, marked by Queen Victoria's reign from 1837 to 1901, was one of power and prosperity for the British Empire, which, at that point, was the largest in the world. It was an era marked by technological advancement and political reform, but also great division in terms of class, gender, race, and religion. Today, the Victorian era is often remembered for its harshness, injustice, and even cruelty. But Charles Waterton was a man renowned for his kindness, both to people and animals. You examine his portrait upon the board. In his finest suit, he looks like any other 19th century aristocrat in his early 40s. Except for one thing, a striking little bird that sits upon his hand. Its brilliant red body stands out next to its rich chocolate brown plumage. His decision to include a bird in his portrait speaks to his love of wildlife, and birds in particular. No doubt he encountered this remarkable little creature during his adventures abroad, many of which he documented in his book entitled Waterton's Wanderings in South America. That book and Waterton's fascination with the environment would go on to inspire the famed naturalist Charles Darwin.